It is extremely significant because what we have always said is that our problems will only be solved once we start talking to each other. Now, the mere effect that the TNF has resumed might itself not be the solution we want because we can talk at each other rather than talk to each other. What we saw on the ground yesterday was very encouraging. It appears we are now in a position where we can talk to each other. And I'm hopeful that if this continues, then maybe we are at the beginning of the solution of our problems.
Mr. Amoyo, are you of the same opinion about the TNF?
Yes, yes. Our view is that if we talk, if we always talk, if we always engage, we are likely to find each other. We have differences, but if we keep on talking on issues, our view is that we'll be able to get a solution out of our challenges.
We understand that the government wants to introduce a national health insurance scheme. What is your take on that?
We think this is definitely the wrong timing for that initiative. We agree with the initiative in principle, but what we are saying now is in a situation where companies cannot even cope with the current the social protection services that are required through NASA, that is the pension scheme, it is not very practical that you want to put more on somebody who cannot even afford the little that is on them at the moment.
Mr. Moyo, is this not going to benefit labor?
Our challenge, I think, is the idea is based on a study done about 25 years ago. And as workers, we felt that we needed to look at the current environment. We have challenges as workers. We go without our salaries for longer periods. Even when our employers are able to make that deduction, our employers sometimes are unable to make that remittance to the respective institutions, so it might not be able to assist us at all. And we also have a challenge with the governance issues. According to government, they want this to fall under NASA. And NASA is a tripartite structure, but as we speak, the term of office for the board I think ended a year ago. So NASA is currently run by one party. So we have a challenge with that, the issues of governance and transparency within NASA.
Let's turn to the issue of income disparities, which we understand was also discussed. Mr. Mufukari, what is the way forward? Why is there such a huge difference between what the managers are getting and what the shop floor workers are getting?
My quick answer to that is we last had a national incomes survey in the 1980s. So, yes, a number of short and very small surveys have been done. And I'm sure this is what you are referring from. But we really would need a proper national salary survey in order to come up with figures that we can both accept as real.